Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy show. Because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to listen to an entrepreneur's vision and see clearly the steps for them to take so they can remove any intimidation factors and bring this vision into a reality. So I am super excited to introduce Kristen Swanson. Now, Kristen helps thought leaders execute their someday when procrastinated projects with ease. As a breast cancer survivor and Coaches Institute trained coach, Kristen has learned the importance of getting out of one's own way and stop waiting until someday to make a unique impact. Now, realizing deeply that you only live once, she has gained perspective, tools, and strategies to overcome the illusions fear instills in many of us. Now, Kristen helps entrepreneurs stop waiting and quickly implement their key growth initiatives to expand their reach and their revenue. Well, welcome, Kristen. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Hello, thank you so much. I'm excited to be here. I'm just really passionate about helping people get out of their own way and take action on their someday when projects. So this is exciting.
Yeah, and I just love how you are helping entrepreneurs and thought leaders really overcome those fears that are, you know, keeping them stuck. I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing. So it's always top of mind question for me, Kristen, exactly what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own coaching practice?
Yeah, so I actually have two different instances because my coaching practice actually became my someday when project. So I sort of had to, I put it off for a while and then got back to it. So, and what I find is with both of my tipping points, there's a life event that happened, and then there's sort of like a work situation that was happening. So it's interesting. So the first one was just like topping out at my corporate job. I was executive vice president at a corporate event planning company. I sort of felt like there wasn't a next step for me. So that was happening while my mom also passed away of a rare form of dementia. And I just kind of realized this, the event industry wasn't also my passion. So that's when I went and got my coach training and decided to be a business coach. Okay, so then fast forward, like I think it was 2 years-ish, maybe a year-ish, and it was a recession back in 2009. My husband and I were both self-employed, and I ended up turning one of my biggest clients into a part-time job when my kids were young. And then I didn't leave that part-time job for 8 years while I put off my someday when project, which was my business. And so my second tipping point was I'm a breast cancer survivor, as you mentioned. So getting cancer and just realizing like, I don't know how long I have. I want to do this now. So that kind of like lit that up in me again. And I started my business kind of as a side hustle again while I had the corporate job. And then it was probably, it was the tipping point there was a project that was given to me that was just, again, something I'm not passionate about. So something about, you know, not having passion in my work combined with these life events where I realized life is short and let's start this someday when thing now. Why am I waiting?
Right. It is interesting how we can be just going through the motions and everything is okay. And we know that there's not that pure alignment, but we're putting up with it, right? And then boom, something out of the blue happens. And that's usually those situations. And although both of those life events that you've described are not something that we want to have as being the tipping point, but it's really set you up for creating a huge vision and, you know, alignment with what sounds like something that was your hurdle, right? Putting off your own business now has become something that you've gained your own expertise in and are sharing with others. So yeah, I love that. So 2009, I know, was the last, I think, life event and realization that, wait a second, things aren't really bringing me the sense of fulfillment. So is that when you started this coaching practice?
Yeah, well, now? I started it, you know, it's sort of been off and on for about 10 years and then 2 years full-time now.
Okay. So it was alongside of your other work. And then for 2 years, it's been full-time into the coaching. And I know there's been a couple different versions of coaching that you've been doing or you referenced. So has your business vision or mission evolved over that time?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it just got narrower in terms of my focus. So business coaching has kind of always been what it was.
Okay.
But now really narrowing in on entrepreneurs. And it is absolutely the people that have the vision. They know, even if they haven't completely said it out loud yet, they know what it is they want to be doing. Like someday when I have more time, what I really want to be doing is creating an online course or moving from workshop facilitation into coaching or moving from one-on-one coaching into group coaching. A lot of times it's they wanted to scale, but they're just busy in the day-to-day. They're successful entrepreneurs that have clients and things are going great. And there's this one thing that they're just putting off.
Right.
So it's really narrowed down to that focus. And that's really been helpful to have it be a narrower, you know, target market and all of that obviously helps with marketing.
Right. Yeah. And that is a huge challenge when you have a lot of things going on, your schedule is full and, you know, there's a certain level of success. How, you know, where does the time and energy and focus come to really take that business to the next level? And it sounds like you have a very clear process to help people do that. So, well, have there been any big challenges or roadblocks you've had to overcome along the way in building this practice?
Yeah, I think the biggest roadblock has been this getting in my own way stuff, which is a lot of also what I help my clients with. So that looks like self-doubt, perfectionism, kind of getting in the way of taking action. And it really comes for me, especially in the form of, I'm just not ready yet.
Mm-hmm.
So those are kind of the things I've had to overcome for sure.
Right. Right. And like you said, you help your clients, you know, deal with those same things. So can you maybe share one?
Yeah.
Technique that helps somebody really, let's say, overcome self-doubt?
Yeah. So, I mean, it helped me. So what I did was I hired a coach and I've just surrounded myself with like-minded people. Mm. So I find that having like-minded, whether it be a mentor, a coach, whether it be just other entrepreneurs that have similar visions and are aligned with your values that you surround yourself with and have definitely hold each other accountable, but also be able to like call on each other. And I don't even call these people. It's usually like over some kind of an app, like Voxer or Marco Polo, these things where you just kind of like a quick, when I have a second and when they have a second, we keep in touch with each other.
Right.
And just like, I call it outing yourself, where you say, this is what I'm dealing with right now. This is the story that I'm telling myself. And I just need to check this out with you. And even those words are enough to have somebody reflect back to you, you know, exactly what you need to hear and in that moment. So there's that. And there's, I do a lot of journaling, catching myself in those negative limiting beliefs. Like I will even like keep, because it often happens, it kind of like flares up when you're going after these like big soul led projects, like I'm talking about, right? These things that you really want to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when your resistance comes up. So I believe it's resistance that's stopping us. And so working through those beliefs, like in the moment, just like writing them out, like this is the, I'm telling myself that I'm not ready. I'm telling myself that I'm not good enough. I'm telling myself that who am I to, you know, why am I different than anyone else out there doing this coaching, that kind of thing. And then I usually either like turn them into an affirmation that's the opposite of that and just kind of work through them one at a time and just like get them out, get all the gunk out.
Right. I love that. You know, especially, you know, turning it into a question, you know, you stated, this is what I'm telling myself. And it's like calling yourself out, right?
Yes.
And then flipping it around into an affirmation that is really what you do want versus what you don't want. So
exactly. Yeah. Right. And a lot of times when it's journaling, it'll be like, this is my old story. That's the old story I was telling myself. And so what is my new story? What do I want it to be? And so that's kind of the journaling exercise.
Yeah. No, that's great. I love that. Well, thank you for sharing that. That is very powerful. It's definitely something that has all sorts of applications, regardless of what areas are coming up that are creating that block. So, and you know, Kristen, you're obviously an expert at helping thought leaders overcome, break through procrastination and those fears that are keeping them stuck. But I'm curious, how do you feel about the client enrollment or sales part of being in business? Now, this is a very different skill set. Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I think that the connecting part and really listening to where somebody wants to be and helping them with where they're going and what's standing in their way, like I got that. And then I think it's the overcoming objections where it trips me up. And I'm just going to explain a little bit about what I mean by that. So what I mean is a lot of times the reason that they don't want to enroll is money or time. And so those are like the biggest ones that I hear. And so
right.
A lot of times I can kind of just tell that it's actually not about the money, even if they really truly believe it's about the money, like that it's probably not really about the money. It's more about the fact that they feel like they're not ready. And so uncovering that, or I don't know if it's uncovering hidden objections. I'm not sure. So that's kind of where I struggle. Resolving objections, maybe.
Right, right. Yeah. And you're definitely not alone in that. It's a common thing is, you know, and the old school approach was, well, bring them on. Let's hear the objections, you know, let me tear them down one by one here. Come on. And, you know, for a lot of us, that's really not a very comfortable approach. Right. You know, to take me, especially because I'm more on the introvert scale. And so just, you know, going head to head with somebody's objections is just uncomfortable. And I never approach the conversation with that kind of, all right, let's hear it, you know, but if you'd like, I can give you, you know, some techniques here that might move the needle for you in terms of just how to, you know, even prevent those objections from coming up.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, it's interesting because what I'm hearing that your ideal client is somebody who struggles with fears, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. And self-doubts. Mm-hmm. And so you're bringing them to a point where their inner doubts are coming up, right? Do I have what it takes to do this? And so understanding that this is one of the components of your ideal prospective client, what helps is to ensure them through the conversation at some point that they have what it takes to achieve this, whatever the outcome is that they want.
Right.
So you are, you know, and this is one of the things I really, it's part of my philosophy is this, the enrollment conversation is not just something you do. It is an alignment based on who your ideal client is. It's like this marriage. It's like you create a specific, you know, recipe, if you will, that really aligns with the overall profile of your ideal client. If you're working with somebody who deals with fear, is faced with fear, and feeling stuck, then that's probably going to come up when it comes time for the decision. You know, it's just part of what's rolling around in their head. That's why they're there talking with you and asking you for help, because they stay stuck. They have fear. And so earlier in the conversation, we can't really go deep into that right now, but incorporate something or, you know, create an opportunity for you to transfer your belief of them into them. I don't know if that makes sense, but so yeah, it's really important to understand, like you said, the money is probably not the reason, mm-hmm. you know, because we'll gladly spend $2,000, $3,000 on a, you know, a week long vacation. And we come back and we have a sunburn and 25 pictures, you know, and we're talking a life-changing event, you know, opportunity, a transformational opportunity. So, you know, it's not the money, right? Anyway, hopefully that illuminates a little bit for you and we'll move the needle.
Yes. Oh.
Okay, great. And, you know, speaking of fear, we're still right in the middle of this pandemic, which, well, maybe not right in the middle. Okay, I'll be more optimistic. We're on the tail end.
Right.
Of the pandemic. It is in the, you know, sort of kind of moving towards the rear view mirror. But it has had a huge ripple effect on people's lives, from their businesses to their health to their wellness to their all sorts of things. So I'm curious, has the pandemic had any impact on the work that you do?
Yeah, in a couple of different ways. So just, you know, the obstacles that people face that I'm helping them overcome have changed and shifted just slightly. And one of those that comes to mind when you ask that is because sometimes it's like showing up, being more visible, like whether that be on social media or getting onto podcast interviews and, you know, just being seen is sometimes what I help people with as we're working towards their Someday When project. And that has become like a little bit more, I don't know, difficult in a number of ways, like just showing up, even though it's hard, or showing up, even though your kids are at school next to you while you're doing a Facebook Live. Or the other big thing that seems to be a theme right now is it's also an opportunity. So I work with just a little bit because of my corporate background, but I work with some workshop facilitators that, and my other corporate background was in the event industry. So both of those are not doing very well right now, right? Because
you can't get
face to face. Yeah. So shifting into like more online model has been something that I am absolutely helping some of my clients with. And so that's almost an opportunity because sometimes, like I said, they wanted to be doing that anyway, but they hadn't done it yet. So it's almost like catapulted them into action. Like now's the time. I have to do this. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of changed it in those two ways.
Yeah. It's been one of those wake up calls, right? For others to stop and think and it's like, wow, maybe I'm playing small. Maybe there's something I need to do differently here. I don't know how. So yeah, I can see how your work has really been super beneficial during this time for people. Well, how do you work with entrepreneurs who, you know, they finally want to go big and blow past those inner fears that are keeping them playing small? Can you share a little bit about your philosophy or your approach?
Yes, of course. So I do one-on-one and group execute with ease coaching programs is what I call them. And what it is really taking them deep into what is their vision. And then we create a roadmap. And then it is just removing that intimidation factor. So what are the action steps that they need to take? Very, very clear, quick action steps that they can take. And we really work it into their already busy calendar. Like I said, these are successful entrepreneurs. Their day-to-day client load is already full. So it's working through, I call it a rhythm of management. So how are they going to work this rhythm into their already full calendar and then put those action steps onto the calendar and then helping hold them accountable, get the structure in place that they need for that. And then we really dive into the mindset work. And so, you know, what are those common limiting beliefs that they have and how are they going to overcome those? So that's typically the approach.
Okay, yeah, that sounds really thorough. You know, it sounds like you've got a great process in place that really addresses so many different aspects, and it can be integrated into an active, you know, busy life, so that it's not like, okay, I've got to put my business on hold so that we do this. No, it sounds like you really integrate into their already fast forward life. So that's fantastic. Well, how can listeners reach you if they're interested in learning more about working with you?
Yeah, so my website is kristenswansonconsulting.com, and
Okay.
my Instagram, which is where I sort of hang out the most, is kristen_swanson_. And there, I've got a free challenge coming up. There's intensive. So all of that information is there. So if you go there to the website, I've also got business Facebook page and everything you can reach there. So that's where
Awesome.
you can reach me. There's also a free Make It Happen planner that just you can download that right on the homepage there and start working on it right now, your someday project.
Okay. Oh, that's fantastic. That sounds like a great resource that you've created. So that's Kristen Swanson Consulting, right?
Right.
And that's Kristen with a K, KristinSwanson consulting.com. And on Instagram, your handle is Kristen_Swanson_, correct?
Right.
And you're
That's
also
right.
on YouTube. Is there any other platform?
Not on YouTube, but no, yeah, Facebook.
Facebook.
So,
Facebook. Yeah.
yeah,
Okay, great.
Facebook. Yeah.
And through your website, then our listeners can also grab that resource that you've created, Make It Happen.
Yes.
All right, fantastic. Well, thank you for creating that. I know that's probably going to be something I'm going to grab. That probably has a lot of juicy details in it that can be
Yes.
applicable. So, well, Kristen, you've already shared so many golden nuggets of wisdom here through our conversation, but if I could tap on you one last time, in looking at your own experience in building your businesses, what's some advice that you can share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business, or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
Yeah, I think it comes back to what I said earlier around getting support around you, just really surrounding yourself with like-minded people that will support you and see your vision. And then the other thing that has really helped me and that I also help my clients with is to get quiet more often and listen to your own inner guidance. Because you have the answers. And I think we often struggle and we push and we, try to figure it out. And sometimes we need to put more space into our lives and really just listen because the answers will come and to just follow them like one little breadcrumb at a time and keep going. So that's my other piece of advice is to keep going because I am a big believer that if you keep going, you can't fail because you're not going to stop. You're going to tweak and you might course correct, and that's okay. And maybe your ultimate vision doesn't look exactly like your business now, but that's okay. You just keep going and you follow your inner guidance.
Yeah, that is powerful. So often we don't stop and listen and quiet our minds. It's just like, oh no, where can I Google? What can I Google this? You know, where can I go outside? Although I love your suggestion and advice of surrounding yourself with like-minded people who are supportive of your vision and really can provide that steady shoulder if you tend to wobble here and there, but still just that power of going within and just asking that question and being patient and quiet and waiting for that answer to come, because we do have a lot of wisdom internally. It's a matter of just letting it bubble up. So yeah, that's great advice. So thank you so much. Well, Kristen, it's just been so great hearing about your journey from your early, you know, highly successful corporate work. I mean, an executive VP. Most people, I mean, they strive their whole life to be at that level. But for you, it just wasn't, you know, it wasn't providing that sense of fulfillment. And you took that really as an opportunity to start questioning. But then that life event happened that was really the catalyst in really stopping and taking inventory of how you were spending your time and if that was really bringing you that sense of fulfillment and meaning. And to now this really impactful work you're doing, helping entrepreneurs stop waiting and procrastinating and letting barriers come up and instead help them quickly implement their initiatives that are taking them to a whole new level of success. So I've really enjoyed our conversation. I want to thank you so much for being a guest on my show today.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. It was fun. I appreciate it.
Yeah. And again, for our listeners, you can reach Kristen Swanson through her website. That's KristenSwansonConsulting.com. And sounds like you've got a lot of things going on, a challenge, right? You said you were launching, as well as that resource you can download called Make It Happen. Be sure to follow her on Instagram and Facebook. Instagram is Kristen_Swanson_. And we just look forward to seeing more of all the great work you're doing. So, and for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've triggered all four psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me and our next podcast episode at PredictableSalesResults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Kristen Swanson. And as always, here's to your success.